is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, June 19th. Juneteenth. Mm-hmm. And people need to know what Juneteenth is. We'll explain that shortly. Mm-hmm. And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have Aaron Green with me. That means we have Man Down Mashup Wednesday, where we combine both shows, mash them up today together and say it's an emergency as we analyze the news. Today we have our full team on. Right, we have, of course, Aaron Green and Ian Munnings finally showed up. So it's good to see you. How are you doing, Ian?
It's a pleasure, man. It's always a pleasure to be on.
Good. It's good to see you here. I wanted to say Juneteenth. What is Juneteenth?
Juneteenth is a holiday celebrated on 19th of June to commemorate the emancipation of enslaved people in the United States of America. The holiday was first celebrated in Texas, where on that date in 1865, in the aftermath of the Civil War, enslaved people were declared free under the terms of the 1862 Emancipation Proclamation.
And it has become a holiday in the United States recently.
Yes.
Under the
Obama?
Biden.
Oh, Biden did
Biden.
It?
Yeah, Biden. Yeah, he's going to vote. Biden administration. Mm-hmm. So I just want to say a lot of behemoths are actually now celebrating or recognizing it, I should say. Mm-hmm. We like Pan-African and history type things. So we embrace it as our own too.
Yeah, plus the links between the Bahamas and the U.S.
Yes, and our history, especially with
families.
Especially with the slave ship Creole.
Right.
Our history regarding that is the most significant African-American revolutionary type concept. And we need to take advantage of that too. Mm-hmm. Before you start with a text, because we have a number of texts we need to run through. Something happened to our former prime minister. What happened with that?
If you were looking at the top of the front page of the Nassau Guardian today, the headline is former PM's health scare. Doctors remove blood clot from base of Ingram's brain. Former PM Hubert Ingram underwent surgery on Monday night to remove a blood clot from the base of his brain. His doctors reported yesterday, adding that the procedure was successful and he is expected to make a full recovery. Quote, he is convalescing extremely well. He's in extremely good spirits, said Dr. Dwayne Sands, the coordinating physician at a press conference at Doctors Hospital in Nassau. He added, any reports of his serious illness or demise are exaggerated. The condition is known as subdural hematoma, which is a buildup of blood on the surface of the brain. Professor Magnus Ekadede, a senior neurologist who performed the surgery, explained, some of the clot is probably from some months ago, others a little bit more than that. But at the end of the day, it required that we went and took the clot out. Ekadede added he understood why that was necessary because he had some headaches and minor issues. Nothing to worry about. He's a very strong man and very able, close quotes. I really appreciate the commentary by both doctors involved, but I do want to say this. Having to have a blood clot removed from the base of your brain is a serious condition. One that many of us may not survive because we don't have access to the same level of medical care that the good former prime minister has access to. Again, I appreciate the context within which the statements were made entirely. And we all celebrate the successful surgery and the health of one Hubert Alexander Ingram. But also, let us remember, all this time, that for many of us, this is a serious incident that many of us may not survive because we do not have access to the same resources or the privileges that the former prime minister has access to. It's incumbent upon us to ensure that when we talk about sharing in the commonwealth of the Bahamas, we understand that that means equal and equitable access to everything, including the most basic and necessary of services.
Good.
Absolutely.
We have a number of texts we want to run through, and then I want to ask Ian, what do you think about us owning our own plane? And then we'll start analyzing the news again.
And then we throw in, okay, so let's throw those two questions on the board.
Go ahead.
How you feel about us owning our own plane?
Call in. Let us know about the plane.
And who has been the most disappointing politician
Disappointed like MP or disappointed
current MP or cabinet minister?
Or cabinet minister.
Absolutely. In the House of Assembly.
Can the Speaker of the House help? Or she's straight? Because she,
you mean, can she help?
I mean, in terms of...
Or is she on the list?
Yeah.
Yeah, she on the list too.
Yeah, because she her job is to be the Speaker, so she tend to be neutral, you know?
Your job, we can interrogate and assess her...
I like the Speaker.
Actually, I do like the Speaker.
I like the Speaker, too.
I think a lot of people like the Speaker.
I think she does a fine job.
I think she do an adequate job. Yeah, adequate. I have no problem with her. No, I don't consent. I don't have no problem with her.
I was about to say, I'm sure a lot of people like the Speaker, but that does not necessarily mean that she's a good Speaker of the House.
I'm not necessarily she's a bad Speaker. I she's adequate.
All right. So let me go through the text lines. Text says Lenny has citizenship. He got it.
Lenny has a citizenship already.
That's good.
They didn't broadcast that.
They should have broadcast it. I mean...
If you're going to have the people in the church, citizenship plastered all over the news and whatever it is, I'll lend you one. That's a big thing to me.
It's a very big thing.
A text says, Mrs. Jibberloo and Jerry are his cousins.
Oh, the first cousins.
Jerry attended QC. He was a Comet. They say for a time.
Okay.
He was a Comet. A text says...
You behaving?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean, Jerry DeVoe, Bahamian.
Yeah.
Like, catch crab, Bahamian.
Yeah.
Aaron, instead of honoring Maxine Waters, they should have honored Congresswoman Frederica Wilson. I know her as a high school principal, a member of the Dade County Public School Board, and now a U.S. Congresswoman. She always talked about why she always wears hats, because as a child, she always saw her Bahamian grandmother with hats on her head.
I wonder who Frederica Wilson is.
We got to go do a little research.
You know, I relate to some Wilsons. You know, the Acklands Wilsons, though. Not Ragged Island Wilsons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I wonder if she knows who her grandmother is. Because we know we had some Acklands Wilson who immigrated.
As well.
Yeah, Florida.
And some came to Nassau.
Yeah.
As a text, the same Bell who was talking with the dead is now bashing the FNM. This PLP voodoo is real. This man has no shame. Text of voodoo is against the law in the Bahamas. No one could be accusing the PLP of things like that. Another text, I don't support people putting beach chairs on Goodman's Bay or Long Wharf and charging tourists. You're taking away limited beach space for the 449,995 of us who don't have beachfront property and rely on the little open space left for us to cram on, even if all we want to do is enjoy the empty view. It behooves us to protest.
It behooves again. At least we know the meaning of it now. So is it the chairs that is the problem, or is renting the chairs to tourists is the problem?
It's assuming ownership of the public space.
Yeah, if you go there
and
first.
And then rent.
Or do you think they'll
when
rent
you say, when say you way? When you say when you go there first, what do you mean? Like,
if I reach the beach early as a Bahamian, I say, I sit in here. Can they say, hey, this is my spot where I put my chairs?
No.
Can't. They got to move on the side, and put their chairs somewhere else.
It's an open floor. So my thing is that as Bahamians, like, we want to share in things that are our things. And if a Bahamian, and I quote on it, a Bahamian has a product that he's getting or rendering services to get a couple of dollars, I don't see anything wrong with him renting his chairs.
Maybe the texter could text back and explain.
Give us some more details, right? Because I would possibly pay $5. I mean, okay, I would definitely pay $5 if I go to Goodman's Bay.
Even as a citizen.
And a Bahamian. Maybe I didn't say that clearly.
You have to say it one more time.
A Bahamian.
Right.
Who's not politically exposed.
What question? What would a Bahamian, a naturalized Bahamian with an accent?
Yeah, I don't mind that. Once you ain't politically exposed.
No, you say, hold on.
A naturalized Bahamian with an accent.
With an accent? What do you mean?
Some of them
accent?
Have American accents. Some American of them accents. Have Philippine accents. Right? That's what I say.
Listen,
right?
You know, naturalized.
I'm under the belief that if you are a citizen or real, what we call a Bahamian.
Naturalized Bahamian, yeah.
Right. No, a real Bahamian.
That's what you call it. You mean naturalized, you have a citizenship.
Yeah, a real Bahamian.
Yeah.
I think that.
I don't like how you're saying that, Mr.
I have to say it like that.
No, because
there are some parts in my belief is that there are some industries in this country that should just be for Bahamians.
Naturalized
point,
Bahamian.
Point blank.
Once you have citizenship.
When no, you citizenship. Just you can't. No, not just because you have citizenship. Your mother, your father, those persons
no,
say
no,
Bahamians.
No, we can't.
Cut his mic. Yeah. Let's go. Let's continue.
Not just
once you're a citizen.
Yeah, no.
About
no.
I want you to know, Ian, yesterday about three people tell me that I can't be no Bahamian, that I'm not a Bahamian. I don't sound Bahamian. I mean, it was more like you too bigoty and believe you have rights to be a Bahamian.
I'll give you prime administration. Yeah. The other day I was coming through the airport, and as I came through the airport, I heard this individual said if I needed a taxi. But to my surprise, when I turned around and looked, the person spoke very little English, and he was in the taxi service. And I was like, are you Bahamian? And he said, yes, but it was still kind of, you know, trying to determine how did you get this license to drive the taxi? He's renting it.
Once you have citizenship, I have
a taxi cab union still renting. Yeah. No, I don't know. But perhaps we have to question whether the taxi cab union is still operating a rental scheme where they intend to assist members of the union who are past retirement age in generating incomes by renting out cars and plates. Maybe they're still doing that. Maybe they're not. But Ian, we cannot be discriminating against people Bahamian who have citizenship.
Every country in the world.
No, but I'm going to tell you why. I'm a Bahamian, naturalized Bahamian. Maybe I'm born here, right? I am of Haitian descent. Say I have Spanish descent. And I grow up in my house speaking Spanish, right?
But you're born here.
Yeah, I'm born here.
Well, if you're born here, it's a difference.
But listen to what I'm saying. If I go out on the road and I decide to speak Spanglish with my Spanglish accent, it's nothing you could tell me about
but Aaron,
it.
Aaron, if you're born here, I don't have an issue with that. Certain sectors to just demand that. You have to be born here.
Getting discriminatory
you gotta
now,
born, you
got
to born here to work a certain section.
Anyway, what I was about to say was if I go to the beach and you charging me $5 so my mommy could sit on a nice beach chair, I may pay you the $5. But if you charging tourists $25, you can look me in my Bahamian face and tell me you charging me the same thing you charging tourists.
Something wrong with that.
We can see if these chairs could float.
Well, they're indiscriminating. They just said you the same price.
Just read the text, Aaron, because I have a text. Someone's text about the airplane.
Most disappointing MP is Brave. Quote, your facts are wrong, but I ain't telling you what's right. Close quotes. Davis. Followed by Chester. Legalized gifts of any value to tourism. Close quotes. Cooper.
That person is F and M, man.
Yeah, clearly.
You sure?
Yeah, clearly.
Let me ask you a question.
Clearly.
I make the same type of commentary. Am I an F and M?
I'd be watching you. I ain't gonna say nothing no loud.
The eyes on you.
I'd be watching you.
I can't wait to.
They shirt a little bit of different color, but I'm watching.
Another text that says, I don't want them there. We need order. It's the same as those people constructing those booths all over Carmichael Road. It is disorder. We can't say as long as someone making money, everything is okay. Texas, that's what happens when you grow up in a country that has more dollars than cents.
Mm-hmm.
Another text. Alfred says, for most disappointing.
I expected more from Alfred Says. I'm not saying that he's doing a bad job. I just expected. Alfred more. Says is a juggernaut. And he's not doing juggernaut work.
Right. I wanted to say...
He might be in retirement. Who does?
You can't be in retirement.
And working.
You leave the... There's a bylaw, a by-election call? Mm. But he's still on the job then.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you're winding down.
All those beaches on Eastern Road and Yamacraw are also being obstructed by unknown people who are trying to keep the citizens from access to the beaches. They're also obstructing the places to park and catch the eastern breeze by planting trees in the vacant spaces. Like, I am all for planting trees, you know. I am part of the 1,000-tree movement. But planting trees to obstruct parking, and I know what y'all talking about, is petty. It's petty, but you know what we say, Texter? Those who could afford to live on the water's edge could afford seawall when hurricane coming.
Mm.
That's all. Another texter says, the speaker. Another texter, most disappointing from the bumbling band of buffoons, Wayne Monroe. Please ask him to send his top cop to oratorical lessons. He assassinates the English language. There should be a law against that. Pun intended. I just added that in there, texter. Yeah. Pun intended. Another text. Good morning, Aaron. Almost all PLP MPs are disappointments, especially Speaker Patricia DeVoe. Their only saving grace is Clay Sweeting.
Clay's doing a good job, but my road's bad, Clay. I'm just letting you know, the road's bad, and Long Island needs an airport, Clay.
And there ain't no road signs, and nothing to tell the tourists to stay left.
Yeah.
Nobody, no stop signs.
Bottles.
I mean, you know, Bahamians, if they can't see the road, the sign clearly in the road, it don't exist. You know, Bahamians, if you know, they can't see the stop sign with an explanation of what stop means, it does not exist.
I'm still concerned about the swimming pools and the drainages.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget about that. From pirates to privateers.
Yeah, we got to talk about that too. But I have a text here too, Aaron. It's about the plane.
Okay.
Right? And I see the text, the caller's calling in, so you can call in, caller. Say, this plane saga, it seems shady. I really don't think it's an outright purchase of the plane. They probably have an agreement with a private company where they pay $2.5 million for use of the plane whenever they use it. The government will probably also have to pay fuel, maintenance, and maintenance costs. This government has so much cronies to take care of. And the real question is, who are they bailing out by paying this $2.5 million to use this plane? That's something to...
Let me read the article. Yeah. Let me read the article.
Go ahead.
Government budgets $2.5 million for airplane for family island travel. That's yesterday's Guardian, 18th of June, 2024. The Davis administration budgeted $2.5 million in the 2024-2025 budget for the acquisition of an airplane to transport government personnel throughout the family islands. Minister of State in the office of the Prime Minister, Leon Lundy, said yesterday. Lundy was responding to a question from Marco City MP Michael Pintard in the House of Assembly. Pintard pointed to a line item in the Ministry of Finance's capital expenditure head, which noted that $2.5 million was allocated for the, quote, acquisition of aircraft, close quote. Producer list lined that caller up. Caller, we come into you in a moment. And asked the minister to speak to it. Asked which ministry will be managing the aircraft, Lundy said, quote, I will get all of that information to you in short order.
This is what I want to know.
How could you put 2.5? You forget announcement, because he didn't announce it. Remember, it's Pintard, the opposition, that raised the concern after identifying a line item in the Ministry of Finance's expenditure head.
And don't want to have no detail on it.
How do you budget? How do you write down in bold permanent pen $2.5 million for airplane and you don't have
a paragraph to read?
Let's go to the caller quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, we gang.
Catch my breath. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ian. Morning.
Yes, I'm blessing your day.
Good morning. I'm going to just say a special good morning to you too, and I agree with the behemoth part. And not too much born in here, because it's a process you got to go through after you're done born here. So if you do it that way, then I can understand you saying born here. But I agree with you, your mommy and your daddy and all that stuff. At least one of the parents, you know.
Okay, so any foreign direct investor could come here and do anything.
No, Ms. Green, before I forget.
But somebody who was born here still have to go through...
Not anything, Aaron. I'm thinking that Pacific areas should be only... They should have an outline for Bahamians alone. That's straightforward.
Let Papa finish so I can...
Sorry, Papa. That's my bad. I interrupted you.
You knocked that right out of my head, but if you allow me to call back, that's just one knockout.
Go ahead.
Good stuff.
Go ahead. Okay, call back.
If you allow me, I get that number one because that was important. I know I ain't going to remember it right now. But the one what I remember is... New recent, one of y'all say... That got to be an F&M with that text. Maybe so, that's an F&M do that. But this is a PLP. I got to agree. Brave Davis.
I'm watching you.
Say it again.
I'm watching you. Listen, I'm watching
you. Entertaining you, Reach. Entertain me.
Papa.
Papa, as a PLP, could tell you.
I'm watching you.
Many of us out here feel like Brave Davis is a big disappointment. Sometimes we feel like that is not the same
Papa,
we know all of these
be
years.
Patient.
We've heard that.
Wait till you actually call.
We've heard that before.
You can get straight. Wait till you actually call. You get straight.
What you mean you hear that before? I don't understand.
No, we've been hearing that exact same thing on what they call on the streets.
Papa. Oh, you mean you hear people saying that now?
Yeah.
I ain't
okay,
Papa
no and more. You know the saying where they say the higher the monkey climb, you show you rare end?
Yeah.
It kind of, it disappoint. I'm talking about big, we still love him, but... It's like the Bible said the arms of flesh will fail us, and it's obvious. But he is the biggest disappointment. But he's the biggest one, but it's not just him. We in Monroe, we expected more out of him as a criminal lawyer and being in charge of our forces. You understand? Fred Mitchell, he's a big disappointment. He would not be able to do
it. Aaron, your MP.
Aaron is an
my
ass.
MP?
Aaron is an ass. Go ahead, Papa.
My MP is whoever the FNM sends. My MP is whoever the FNM sends.
Yeah, that's whoever could win that.
Right. All right, another text. Good morning. All of them are disappointing and had, I'm not going to say that word, very poor performance. Hope the Bahamian people see what's going on and they are treated. COI ain't long now. You know it ain't long? The piece of paper where you put all your ideas on, it ain't long. We can't see it.
I always appreciate COI deposits.
Good morning. Great show, Ms. Green. Mashup Wednesday. How plain 2 million can get money? Defense, police defense force, Bahamas here. I guess he's saying the police.
Use one of those planes?
Use one of those planes, or don't these people need planes to do what it is they actually do?
I mean, they're gonna have to say to the Bahamian people, what's the need of having a plane to go to inter islands within the Bahamas archipelago? But what we should be considering, or they should be considering at this time, is how much money have we sent to social service? How much people is social service helping? How many people are homeless that are sleeping in cars by parks? How many people have not gotten their roof fixed from Matthew? How many people who were paying their bills as taxpayers when we had Doreen, or we had on the hotels for furlong during that time when the whole country was shut down in the pandemic? How many people who paid bills and no longer have their homes because banks put them out of those buildings? We have to start to look at our country and look at it from a real perspective. This is our home. It doesn't matter who's in the position of leadership. The real thing is that Bahamians are hurting. We are hurting. We look at the sale of what we call BPL, right? And we're looking at why wasn't Bahamians offered shares? Or you just thought that the average Bahamian doesn't have $1,000 or $300 in their account.
They know.
I'm just saying.
But they know that, right?
They know that.
But I'm saying, so is that the reason you didn't offer it to the Bahamians? Mm. And if it is so, the taxpayers' money is other people's money. I mean, it's just let them get loans to buy into it. I'm just saying.
Let's go to the phone line and then back to the text.
Yes, I just want to congratulate our Prime Minister. He got Man of the Year from the Fox Foundation. Yes, and...
Although you mean like Fox TV?
No.
Like Republican TV gave him?
I talk with Dr. Fox.
Hold on, what do you mean, Dr.
Adrian Fox? The Honorable Dr. Adrian Fox has the Fox Foundation.
Hold on. Producer. You is somebody else talking while we talking? Did you say the Honorable Dr. Adrian Fox?
He is a doctor. He is a... Would you call that honorary degree doctor? He's an honorary degree doctor.
Yes. That's not what honorable doctor means.
But that's what he's called.
No, that's what he's called. No, that's what he calls himself.
That's what everybody calls him.
But that's not what an honorary doctor. When they say you have an honorary doctorate, that's not what honorable doctor means.
I'm just saying that when he announces, he's the Honorable Doctor Adrian Fox.
And who got awards?
The Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas?
Yes, he got Man of the Year.
Then, who got Woman of the Year?
But I ain't seen a woman. This is a Father's Day type thing. This is a Father's Day. Then the leader of the opposition, Michael Pintard, got an award. Then the deputy prime minister got an award. Then the Christian Council, I was surprised when the Christian Council take that award. The Christian Council president, he got an award.
He got an award from the Fox Foundation. Okay, that's cool. No, that part's cool. Hold on, pause. The Fox Foundation gave them awards. Here's the real question. How many people accepted the award?
They all have pictures.
No.
There's 25 men.
See, because he could call himself honorary doctor. He could call himself honorable doctor. He could call himself anything he wants to call himself. In the same way he could give an award to anybody. The question is, how many people accepted it?
Oh, 25.
Hold on, 25 people. You have a list of the names?
Well, I was calling the names off.
But you repeat the names you call, because I imagine they're the most prominent on the list.
Yeah, the prominent ones.
The president of the Christian Council.
Yeah, the leader of the opposition, the prime minister, the deputy prime minister. Yeah, those names stuck out to me.
Now...
Raymond Wells, the prophet, the apostle. He got an award, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, would you say Ian? I thought somebody else was talking.
Commissioner of Police.
Oh, yeah, the commissioner of police. Oh, Lord. That shocked me. I forget. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
I was surprised that the commissioner
accepted
the award. I was going to let it slide.
I was upset that the deputy commissioner of police received, I mean, when I said, not that he was offered it, but he took it. You know what I'm saying? That you were offered it. We understand why you were offered it. It doesn't matter that Charles is my cousin. He's the black sheep of the family. He's the one who liked to colonize. He's the one who liked to take your things. Mm-hmm. Right? So here's my question to you and I guess to the listening audience and to the caller as well. What's worse? Taking a prize from a colonizer or taking a prize from a pirate?
They're one and the same.
No, because no one is pirates anymore. We don't have any pirates.
Are they all privateers?
They're all privateers. Now, let's go to the caller. Go ahead. they get cleared up. They're privateers now.
Hello.
Go ahead. Good morning, caller.
I like you. I remember it. I like Dr. Fox, and I think he would do a good job with the pools. But the thing would you
he
say...
He know anything about pools?
There's money spending. I'm grateful. I'm thankful for it.
Yes. Primary school.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm wondering if it's a duty of care or care duty to ask the question. If, like I said, I like Fox, and I think he'll do a good job in whatever he's doing. But they was on it before the contract was issued last week on the TV, or something would happen after. And is it a duty of care to ask the question or care duty? Her Excellency Leslie Miller still ain't tell us how much money they spent on the celebration of the 58th
anniversary. We ain't never know.
We ain't gonna celebrate July 10th, the 51 anniversary. We still ain't know how much millions of dollars they done.
We ain't never know. We ain't gonna never know how much we spent for the 50th anniversary.
Yes, we will.
You think so?
Yes, they're gonna tell us.
They can tell us when. I bet you. I'll wager you money now. The good ambassador. Will host this Independence Day celebration again.
It was big.
It
was beautiful. I must say, it was beautiful. It was spectacular. We saw it. We saw the drones in the air. Nice. And it was really nice.
Yes.
I just don't know how much you spent.
I can tell you. Here's how I foresee it unfolding. An audit will be tabled. And then somebody will say, they ain't the real numbers. Here are the real numbers.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see it. It's just a question of... Whose numbers are the real?
I'm still waiting for mortgage corporation relief on the people. I'm still looking for the people that get up every morning that parents cannot afford to give them breakfast or lunch as they come at home. A more civic entities.
Now, the government's
entities.
Nuri, the government's breakfast program, I'm hearing that that's going, the launch was excellent.
Yes.
And they've already expanded it to include a number of
other schools.
Yeah. So that, we can give them that. I'll give them that. I could be honest with you.
It was good breakfast too.
I tired of watching the commercial pop up on every ad.
We have a lot.
YouTube. Every 30 seconds, the ad pop up.
When you have a feather, you should make sure you put it in your hat.
Yeah, fluff it.
That's not a feather.
That's not a feather in the hat, the food thing.
No, that's not a feather.
Let's go to caller.
And then the text line you get.
Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Go ahead, caller.
You know, I think it's deplorable for government to keep on making initiatives and not giving us any details about them. We'll get back to you later. Oh, that's when the ink is dry. That is not the way you govern the country.
Well, we agree with you.
Yeah,
so, I agree with that.
I have to say that the prime minister has to be the first member of parliament.
Leave my prime minister alone.
You better leave my prime minister. You better leave my prime minister alone.
I don't say what I say.
I hear you. I can hang up right now.
You know,
you better leave my prime minister, sir.
So you know how many goats in Cat Island didn't go to bed as goats last night?
They wake up as sheep.
I really appreciate, but I want you to know that
thank
I
you
appreciate
much,
your critique greatly, caller. Don't be mad.
Thank you very much, caller.
Don't be mad at these guys. I mean, mad at them. Don't be mad at me.
Just don't talk about our prime minister.
No.
There you go.
Go ahead. Read the text, Aaron.
There's another text. Worst MP is Basil McIntosh.
Who is Basil McIntosh?
That's the fellow who they say go missing between Inagua and
no, that's Jerry Rogan.
No. Between Inagua
that's
and
Jerry
Miguana.
This
one between Miguana and Inagua.
Who's Basil McIntosh?
This is the guy between Inagua and Miguana.
Hold on. Is he the MP for Michael?
This one saying he just gone missing.
No, I didn't know. I was serious. I didn't know who he was.
You could find him on the software. That's about
He ain't getting nominated no more.
No, sir.
That girl.
No, sir.
That girl in the shit.
Listen to me.
That girl in the shit.
That boat already leave the harbor.
Man, you know, he ain't getting nominated.
That boat left the harbor.
Dear Bahamian artists, I need a remix of They Can't Find Basil McIntosh in Town.
Gone. Missing.
And but in the second verse, tell him, ask Shane Gibson.
But my God, I think he won. He won about 700 votes, 700 persons, and that's how he, my goodness.
I think it's obvious. I think it's obvious by now that the people in Michael have been abused.
They've been abandoned.
My good people from the South.
Abused and abandoned to the point where they just vote party. Have you seen the images of the Mayaguana Airport shed?
Don't go there. I've been in it.
Oh, gosh.
The image I saw, there were about 2 inches of water.
It started raining, and I was in there, and it was raining. It was like an old warehouse. And then there's no roof on it. Bear in mind, so I thought I was inside a cattle's lair.
Imagine my surprise. I in fresh market discount shopping. That's what y'all... Anyway. And talking to some tourists. And the tourists inform us. They said, you know there's no customs officer in Mayaguana?
Would you customize?
Tourists realize it.
But would you customize?
There are two more texts.
They were trying to be good tourists, man.
I'm saying, what do you customize?
They wanted to be good tourists.
Read two more texts and go straight to
the corner. All right. So, CA, I saw Lenny's picture in the newspaper when he applied for his citizenship.
That's the last thing I heard.
Yeah, but that's not automatic that you put it in the paper. Something could happen and you don't get it. Mm-hmm. And then he says, CA, what does the Prime Minister mean when he said he will tell us about the BPL deal when the ink dry? Would not that be too late for us? I can be honest with you, Texter. Mm. Everybody should read Section 38, subsection 8, and Section 38, subsection 9 of the Electricity Act 2024 for a perfect example of what the Texter is talking about.
My biggest thing, CA, is that any decision that is being made should be in the best interest of the people. The people is the greatest asset that you have within your country, whether it's internally or externally.
Okay. Let's go to the caller now. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning to each of you in the studio. C. Allen Johnson.
Morning,
You know, when there's something good, the government has no problem in telling you. You see how much time they run in the yards for the food to the children and this and that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When they're not telling you, you have to wonder whether they're keeping a secret.
There you go.
But the question you should do is, I think the Prime Minister needs to fire the Minister of Finance.
Hang up on you before.
He is not talking to my prime minister, but
the double talk.
I'm encouraging your prime minister to do the right thing.
You notice my prime minister. You notice my prime minister just came back and brought all those people in here that was paying money in this country. You got to be mindful. The prime minister's waking.
I see that, but see, the prime minister actions, development, the minister of finance development actions. Tells us that he's anchored in the past and denies the future.
The Prime Minister may need to spank some people, but he wakened.
Let me tell you
the second one. I can see they're in charge. I think the most important minister in the government right now, beyond the Minister of Finance, mm-hmm. is the Minister of Investments. And here's why. During this government term,
there's no DPM.
They've mentioned at least 29 different economic models, and these are economic models that's available for investments and inclusion of behemoths to be able to afford the, what do you say, hope? Mm-hmm. Home ownership promotes it or provides empowerment. Mm-hmm. That hasn't happened, right? But here's what happened. This administration has mentioned, let me see if I can remember in my head, quickly, 30 seconds. Hospitality, tourism, digital economy, blue economy, conceptual economy, knowledge economy, ultra economy, orange economy, data economy, aquamarine economy, carbon economy, crypto economy, AI economy, climate economy, circular economy, silver economy, shared economy, fintech, agritech, data economy, all of these things. Never once have they mentioned what exactly are they and how do behemoths integrate themselves.
Right. How do they prepare for integration?
Right. And so it's good to keep talking these things because, you know, you can harvest these off the internet. But if you are to have investments, but if you just look at those 20, I think, more names I just called, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if we just put 3,000 people in each of those? Because each of those are separate models on their own.
Mm-hmm.
That literally, let's use the digital economy. And you have things like tokenization, crypto, and everything. Today, it's worth $24 billion. Guess what it'll be worth in 2030? Globally, it'll be worth $11 trillion. Do you know what it is in 5 years to go from $24 billion to $11 trillion?
No.
And we claim to be DARE. You remember the DARE bill and all these things that we be the first and everything? So I'm simply saying that this. We're good at saying things, but we have very little comprehension of what they are, the what, the how, the where, all these different things. And if we actually would take the time and just choose maybe five of those and look at how we could get behemoths into it, because the same DARE bill and other fintech gives access to global capital. Did you hear him talk about giving behemoths access to global capital? No, because they don't know what they're doing. They just like these words because a good buzzwords, but I think now we need to hold them more accountable. And then whatever else, then the Minister of Finance could take the junior Minister of Finance with him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This texter says she appreciates what you're saying and say, just give us practical examples and some statistics, man.
Yeah, break it down and lame
terms. See, Alan, I can hang up now so I could tell you, you have to start the institute. You have to create a teaching mechanism using modern platforms, social media platforms, and technology to engage the average person because they understand that they need to know. And they understand that even if they don't need to know, it behooves them to prepare their children.
I think you told him that before. I think that is the way forward if he's serious about the knowledge that he has and passing it on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, did either you or Ian attended the African XM import-export conference in the Bahamas?
I had to give up plenty of coupons. I missed that.
That's where we put people who worked.
Oh, I just thought it was just giving them out.
No, people who worked got coupons. Everyone
coupons
else
for
did.
What? To like for trips to...
No, to eat. You could go to every restaurant.
Any restaurant. What was on it, you could just go there and use them.
If you worked, which is cool. I believe if you worked, that's part of the payment plan.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. Why are we announcing that? See, here's my thing. Why are we announcing that?
For all new people who come to volunteer.
Yeah, no. Here's what I'm saying. What you mean you had to make an announcement that the people who came to work the event were being fed in the restaurants, in the building? What, you weren't going to feed them? Y'all considered making them pay to buy their own food in the highest end.
That was a gift when they left.
When we come back, I see the music playing. I want you to answer this, Aaron. Do you think, from an outsider looking in, was the exposition of the African import-export successful on the outside looking in, just generally? There's a lot of speeches made. There's a lot of inspirational speeches done. Right?
Yes.
So all kind of possibilities. But anyway, let's go take this quick commercial break. It's 11:42, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, Aaron Green is with me. Ian Munnings is with me. It's Man Down Mashup Wednesday, where we mash the two shows together and we just talking what's happening to the news. We will be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
You don't want Bella hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM, man. We have a ton of texts. Let's go run through the texts and then ask Aaron again what you thought about the conference, the trade expo, wasn't it?
The 31st Afri-Exim Bank Annual Meetings and the 3rd Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum.
Yes. Because I expected UB to be there and I didn't see UB. And when I say expected UB, I talk about have a whole
room. I thought he was about to say you expected you, like me,
to be there. No, University
of
the Bahamas.
What do you mean University of the Bahamas was not present? Like they didn't have a formal
They didn't have a booth.
Space. They didn't have a booth. No. They didn't have any speakers, no side sessions, nothing. No.
I would have had them tying up with every African college, university and say, hey, come here, we partner and we need some scholarships up that way.
Let's talk projects.
Let's talk projects. Yes,
that would have
been
a good
Bamzi. Bamzi would have been there big and bold. See, that's just me. And I'm simple, right?
Yeah,
I'm no intellectual.
I was saying to someone just yesterday that I thought that even given the constraints of the European model that these African countries are trying to force themselves in, even given the constraints of that model, I think that we didn't do as much as we could have done in real life to expand and push beyond those models and make the Bahamas relevant in the discussions.
Read some text when we go to the
All right. The PLP getting vote, Ginger Moxie is the worst of the first. Lisa Ramming ain't much better. And Kingsley really ain't show up yet. PLP can't get my vote no more. Done. I had even
think
forgotten.
Freeport at risk? The PLP Freeport 3 seats at risk?
That's the FNM seats.
I forgot about Kingsley Smith, the man who did not know how to fill out his declaration form properly, but was still chosen to design the PLP candidate training program.
Wow. Kingsley is on a continuous interview. One would assume that he would have come out fighting, right? Because, you know, he only have like 2 years
short period
to impress anybody. He should be a star. Every speech, you give him things, say, you say this, you know, but anyway.
Another text. I say, I'm not FNM. I think I'm anti-establishment. That's the person who you say that they must be FNM.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll red Pintad up if he tell me he accepting gold bars and diamond gifts too. Morning. Did Jo Beth Davis answer Pintad after the FNM convention? She said she will answer him.
She did say that. I don't remember her responding yet.
No, there's no response at this time.
Good morning. Social services desperately needs funds and reliable managers who care for disabled and senior people.
Agreed.
I agree with you because somebody didn't say to the people at the Persons with Disabilities Commission, no, just pretend, just play crazy. Pretend like you didn't get the memo.
Don't answer
the phone and don't give them the $25,000 that you have sitting in your account.
Right.
Because corporate businesses and corporate entities in this country continue to act like the law doesn't apply to them. The $25,000 could have been used to launch and operate a countrywide campaign, pulling in your largest corporate members of society and encouraging them strongly to follow the law and stop disregarding disabled Bahamians and disabled tourists.
Agreed. I hear you, Aaron. And we still have to go to the text, right?
Yeah.
But I like to say we had to choose between pools and those who are disabled. And we chose
pools. No, we chose a second memorial for Obadiah Wilscombe at Bahama. Okay. That's what we chose.
But my thing is that I don't think that we are doing enough with the special needs people. We need to be able to really look at the...
They ain't complaining, though.
No, there's not enough. People have to finding ways to go out of the country. You have to get certain things done.
Mr. Munnings, pardon me for a second. Let me stick a pin. Do you think that when the trade congresses signed the memorandum of understanding with the PLP in opposition and committed to attempting to quell all industrial unrest for however long, that the Persons with Disabilities Commission thought that included them and that they were restricted from also being encouraged not to protest government actions?
They know better now. Let's go to the caller and go back to the text line. Good. Yeah. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear us?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to your guests.
Morning.
Ms. Green, I just want to thank you, too, for because I found out about that. But the union did that MOU. I found out from you by listening to your show, and I found that to be something that was unbelievable. You know, I mean, the union need to get rid of those leaders. I mean, that is, I mean, that's beyond understanding right there.
It's unconscionable.
I'm telling you,
unfathomable.
I don't understand. beyond, like, I mean, that's inexplicable, Mr. Green. I mean, you know, but I didn't catch the whole show. I mean, I apologize. I was in and out a little bit, but I know people might be talking about the plane a little bit, but I want to talk about, I mean, I don't know if anyone talk about what it is that behooved Minister Bell. You know, because, I mean, he spoke about those shares that's supposed to be a part of NIB's investment portfolio or something that are not, that have been sold. Right now, what I want to know from Mr. Bell is, and I'm tired of these MPs coming up and like telling the story or giving that type of information without revealing the most important part, or you know what I mean, or without finishing it off. Because he was saying something about where the shares went to, when he, as if he was throwing out a challenge to the opposition to say, well, you know, y'all don't want me to say where the shares come from or where the shares going to. Like, you know, you go, why don't y'all say where they're going to? Well, why you don't say what we need to do? Is those are our shares, and NIB is in all this trouble right now, right? So, I mean, any information about NIB should be ours to know, for one, right? So we should know where the shares went to, who bought them, you know what I mean? And Mr. Bell needs to tell us exactly what's going on. We tired of that. We should be tired of them playing these little hopscotch games with us. You understand where I'm coming from? I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. And on top of that, too, we need to know, what all is NIB invested in still, right? We need to gather all that information, and we need to gather, like, you know, like what it rakes in, and then we need to, because I mean, I've heard too that the government was supposed to have been invested in have shares in Cable Bahamas and all type of different companies, right? BTC, right? So what we need to do, man, I want to know how much money we make from these things too. We need to calculate these things, and we need to keep track of our shares, because I don't think this is the first time I've heard that shares or interests that belong to the people have disappeared. You know, that kind of way. And we need to hold people accountable, man. But, Ms. Green, I want to thank you, like I said before, for revealing such interesting stories like the union thing, because I haven't heard anyone else talk about that other than you. So I appreciate that. And please keep up that type of work, Mom, and exposing those type of ridiculous things that goes on here. But you revealing it is nothing if people don't back it up with the proper action to make sure them things don't happen no more, and to hold the people accountable who are doing those ridiculous things, all right? Thank you very much. Y'all have a nice day. But we need to find out where them shares gone to that used to belong to NIB. Y'all have a nice day, and thank you for the good show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm still trying to find what happened to the shares in the port in the Grand Bahama. I mean,
it's uncalculable. Yeah, you know why it's uncalculable? When you put everything in one little pot.
In the consolidated tunnel. Yeah.
Let's go quickly to this caller. Go ahead, caller. You have more some text.
Good morning, yes, Mr. Green. Good morning, sir. You and your guests.
Morning.
Yeah, you know, the last caller caused me to remember the disappearance or the lack of accountability for the shares in the government's investment or shares in the Port Authority. Mm-hmm. And Chicago had mentioned it some months back. And he started to give us a hint, but, you know, nobody wants to go down that rabbit hole and say where that went. So, you know, these things about shares, nobody cares. But I wish I had the strength of 5,000 men. That's all I can say. But we will never get any answers. And so, as you can see, as it relates to Dr. Fauci and freedom of the information, time gives time for obfuscation. So by the time they pass the Freedom of the Information Act, it wouldn't make no sense to react because it'll be too long gone. And so the only way we would have accountability if they see like 40 or 50,000 of us in the front of House Assembly, and then I would dare the PM to tell the people he would give it to us when he feels like. You see, until then, we're a bunch of weaklings running around in a plantation, hating one another. I call these talk shows, and some people think that I brag, and I'm just saying, something. Black people are a real disgrace in this rat race. We make one another as a problem, and we can never have a solution, not even for pollution. Our minds are polluted. We are weak and pathetic, man. We're not going to get anywhere. I'm sick of this place. This place is a mess. God bless.
I still say this is one of the better countries in the world. It's better than the Bahamas.
I'm still trying to figure out what happened to the money with the oil spill, or the one what happened.
Oh, you mean the Exxon oil spill?
Yeah,
no, the government told us that that's going to be a confidential settlement, and even though the courts were involved and it's public record, that we will not be told.
Our poor fund. This consolidated fund getting beat back.
Texas says, how come y'all haven't been talking about Simon Wilson?
Well,
I let Mr. Newry read,
let him read that.
The other half of the text to see if I could read it out loud.
I say, and the boat.
And the boat. I don't know about any boat. We're talking about a plane.
No,
2.5 million allocated for a plane.
Let's read the text.
I don't.
I don't know about.
You know the movie. I don't even know what the movie called. I only know we don't talk about Bruno.
Watch our nose.
Yeah, we don't talk about Simon. Y'all go watch that movie. We don't talk about Bruno. Another text. Free lunch in schools is nothing new. I want to know who was being paid when it started to fall off to the point the PLP got to boast they doing their job. Another text. So the standard for young men is to do things that can get you before the courts once you have the means to rein down funds back into society and all will be well, right? Check, check, and double check. And they go on to say, worst MP is Vaughn Miller. I found out that the deed poll to change your name from private to privateer is very expensive.
You got to pay the piper.
Nuri, are you just... They cast in aspersions. Are you just another crony of this government?
I'm a crony of several governments.
I didn't say.
Including yourself.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
The BPL ad sounds like a sale pitch campaign has begun. I want you all to understand that your country is governing by PR.
Yes. But they did announce that they plan to educate the public on why it's good to sell or transfer.
Yeah, because the Prime Minister insists.
That nothing got sold.
Right.
I just trying to figure out what or not for the Bahamian people. That's what I want to
know.
They say bills.
No. We can't just keep on giving us that.
They say cheaper.
We need to know what in this for us.
They say cheaper bills. More efficient.
No. We could manage our own money. We don't need the bill to be cheaper. We need us to be having some money. So wouldn't it for us?
Ian, when somebody says, per C. Allen Johnson's point, when the Prime Minister fires the Minister of Finance, he should also take the financial secretary. So that's three people. Prime Minister, Minister of Finance, take this. He said, take the financial secretary with you. C. Allen Johnson will have the opportunity to do all the things he speaks of as part of the incoming FNM administration in 2026 or sooner.
So he's calling C. Allen a political hack.
That's what they're saying.
They're saying he's politically exposed. Of all the politically exposed people who call the show, C. Allen Johnson shares the most information about policies. He said nothing. Like y'all sit at the table and create the policies, but refuse to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
CA, back in the day, the Pindling government had a two.
Can't read that.
I'm.
We'll skip and go to the next.
It's about it's about the Pindling administration, right? Having things, and they tell me ask my mother about the plane.
Yeah, but we all are things in that time.
Texas says. When you have an opportunity, please advise the public when is Cornish's next court date.
We do need to know when Cornish is.
I even forgot about him.
No, I ain't forget.
No, we didn't forget.
I watched him in House Assembly
and
smiled.
Well, another text. Well, I'm voting PLP because Brave and this administration are union friendly, which makes them worker friendly. The FNM treats workers like slaves, so I will vote PLP. Dear text, we got 2 minutes left, and I'm glad that you decided that you wanted to end the show today. When you say union friendly, do you mean signing a memorandum of understanding with union members that would require them to attempt to quell all industrial rest for the terms of the administration? That's what you mean by union friendly? And then on Labor Day 2024, one of the leaders who signed the agreement at the Labor Day March, in his frustration, revealed some of the terms of the memorandum because so many union matters had not been addressed. In fact, he said that for the 3 years, we have lived up to our commitment.
He was hoodwinked. He was deceived, bamboozled. Now everything is running amok. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Thank you very much, Ian.
If y'all get a chance, look for Nicolette Bethel's latest piece, Shakespeare in Paradise or Trying to Change the World.
Thank you very much, Aaron. This is a Man Down Mashup Wednesday when we combine both shows On the Clock with Aaron Green and, of course, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri, and where we analyze the news. And today was a lively and provocative show. Anyway, have a wonderful day.